Now we have here, first of all, in chapter 1, it may sound rather facetious to you, the wife who refused to obey her husband. Well, I guess that's not new today, but it was new back in that day when a wife refused to obey her husband. Verse 1, Esther, first chapter. Now it came to pass in the days of Ahasuerus. This is Ahasuerus, who reigned from India even unto Ethiopia over 127 provinces. Now, this word, Ahasuerus, actually is not a name. It's a title. This is the title that this king had. Now, there's been some question as who the king was. Who do we have reference to here? What king is it? Well, I'll take the position that it will be Xerxes, and I believe that's who it is, and I think the book and history will confirm that. But it's interesting to note, and I want to give you a little excerpt that comes from the book published by the British Museum in 1907. It says, "The sculptors and inscriptions of Darius the Great on the rock of Behistun in Persia, with Osiris Cylinder's translation, it is established that Ahasuerus and Esther were the parents of the Cyrus of Isaiah 44:28, 45:1. And so on. May I say to you, it's quite interesting that secular history confirms this. But I believe that we're talking now about the great Xerxes, who reigned here over a kingdom, a great empire, from India, we're told, to Ethiopia, all through that great fertile crescent that was the very heartland of the world. And a great many folk feel that that is the heartland of the world in which we live today. Well, this man reigned over it. He evidently was Xerxes. Now we're told that in those days, when the king Ahasuerus sat on the throne of his kingdom, which was in Shushan the palace, in the third year of his reign, he made a feast unto all his princes, his servants, the power of Persia, and Media, the nobles and the princes of the provinces being before him. Now, we are introduced here to a great pagan banquet in the palace of Xerxes. And they just had a banquet, you remember, over in the same place, only they had to put up tents. It was what we would call a very swanky affair. Cost millions of dollars. Now, we're going to see a banquet that was a banquet to end all banquets. This was a great one. Why did he do it? He's getting ready to make a campaign against Europe and Greece in particular. He was one of the rulers of the second great world kingdom that Daniel had mentioned, the Media-Persian Empire. Now he's calling them together, apparently for the purpose of selling them on a program of going against Greece. And apparently it was a program that he needed to sell it, by the way, because I'm not sure they were too enthusiastic about it.